welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2097, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 30th of January, 2020. Your readers on this part one this week are Ian Robertson and
Paddy Watkins.
Today we have our usual mix of items, news about the city and some letters to the evening news, and a feature in this first part about Great Yarmouth's hidden history. However, before we go any further, we'll mention that at the end of this week's recording is the new edition of our quarterly interview magazine, Chatterround, so do stay listening. We'll remind you about this again later on. Once again, we have a new listener, so a warm welcome to Mrs. Margaret Carter of Little Melton. We do hope you enjoy listening. We open our news items with planning and construction going on in the city. The City Hall is wreathed in scaffolding. Work has started on the new air ambulance base, and the major planning inquiry for the development of Anglia Square is open. So, the first news story. The front of Norwich City Hall has been covered in scaffolding so that £35,000 can be spent on its balcony railings. At 365 feet, the balcony on the headquarters of Norwich City Council is the longest in the UK. A spokeswoman for the Norwich City Council said the City Hall front balcony railings are being cleaned and repainted and, if and where required, repaired. Work started on Monday, January the 13th, and is scheduled to finish in mid-February. The council was not able to confirm when the railings had last been cleaned and repainted, but it was likely to have been some years ago. Norwich City Hall was designed in 1931 and built in 1937-38. The design by architects James and Pierce was the winning entry in a public competition that attracted 143 entries. City Hall is listed as a Grade 2 star by Historic England. It was first listed in 1971.
Work is underway to build a new £7 million air ambulance base at Norwich Airport. East Anglian Air Ambulance staff, patients, supporters and volunteers attended an event to mark the start of the work. Once completed, it will enable the crews to fly 24/7 for the first time. The new base will provide essential rest and welfare facilities for the night crew and a state-of-the-art training room for the life-saving crew. A new community hub will be created so supporters and patients can interact with the charity. Building work is expected to be completed by late 2020. Day-to-day operation has not been affected. Patrick Peel, EAAA CEO, said, "We believe the time of day or night shouldn't dictate what type of emergency medical care is available in East Anglia, which is why we have been working hard to become 24/7 by helicopter for the last few years. Building the new base will enable us to do that."
It has been described as the most significant housing project within the city of Norwich, with those in favour saying it will bring housing regeneration and an economic boost. But critics of the £271 million plans to revamp Anglia Square argue the scheme, with its 20-storey tower, would damage the cityscape of the historic city. While Norwich City Council's planning committee agreed to grant permission in 2018, the matter was called in due to objection from groups such as Historic England. It means that a planning inspector will now hear 4 weeks of evidence before making a recommendation over whether the government should agree the scheme should go ahead. John Neal, Historic England's planning director in the East of England, said, "We believe that the proposals for Anglia Square would severely harm the character which makes Norwich such a special place. We hope that the inspector will conclude that they would be wrong for the city and recommend that planning permission is refused." The City Council is seeking to justify the decision by City Hall officers to approve the plans. David Parkin, the council's area development manager, said the development will bring derelict land and buildings back into use, create a vibrant mixed-use neighbourhood with a strong and distinct sense of place.
More than £1 million of taxpayers' money is to be used by council bosses to buy a farm, because it lies on the route of the proposed Norwich Western Link. The owners of Pump Lane Farm at Western Longville are set to be paid £1.2 million for their 13-acre land by Norfolk County Council. The site off Western Green Road includes a home, converted barn and paddock, but part of it is on the mooted route of the £153 million road to link the Northern Distributor Road to the A47. That means the road, if built, would blight their property, so the Council's Cabinet is due to agree to pay the owners £1.2 million for the property and the land. The owner is also entitled to a home loss payment and disturbance costs. Once the road is built, the parts of the site not used by the road would be sold. The council is likely to need to spend a further £1.7 million over the next year to acquire more land along the road's route. The Conservative-controlled council's cabinet has selected a 3.9-mile route from the A1067 near the NDR, travelling halfway between Reston Longville and Ringland. It would link with the A47 at a new junction at Wood Lane near Honingham, with a 720-metre-long viaduct over the River Wensum.
15 years since the Earl of Leicester pub on Dereham Road was demolished, and the plot where the 19th-century building once stood still lies empty, fenced off and overgrown. The impressive landmark, which dated back to 1843 and survived the Luftwaffe's bombing raids during the Second World War, was knocked down in 2005. At the time, last-ditch attempts were made to list the pub and save it from the bulldozers, but these failed and the building was flattened to make way for housing. In the years since then, despite planning permission being granted for the site, the last of which expired in 2013, nothing has been built on the plot. Now the wasteland divides opinion, with some living nearby saying that they would like to see it turned into a community area or a park, and others thinking the land should be used for housing. No action seems likely in the near future.